in the studio. Retired from the United States Coast Guard, Dave Karpin, it's always an honor to have you in here. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you. This is wonderful. I know that we have a Memorial Day parade every year. Let's start there. It starts when? At 9:30?
It is 9:30. It starts at 6th in Washington. It's put on by the American Legion and the local VFW. They start meeting a few weeks before this and plan the whole thing and get it all together. And they invited the Coast Guard this year. We have a special presentation at the end of the parade.
So let's talk about that. That's really exciting.
Well, back in the 1940s, the Coast Guard cutter Escanaba was in town.
Yeah, you have the newspaper article. This is awesome.
Of course, they were dispatched to World War II, where they were torpedoed and sunk. And all but two of the men on the Escanaba were perished at sea. Those two fellows that returned to Grand Haven were honored for years and years. And we turned the memorial service into the Escanaba Memorial Service. The Coast Guard Festival put on that service every Friday during Coast Guard Festival.
Mm-hmm.
After the last survivor, Ray O'Malley, passed away a few years ago, we transitioned into the U.S. Coast Guard National Memorial Service. And has since created a memorial honoring all of the members of the U.S. Coast Guard, the U.S. Lighthouse Service, the Revenue Cutter Service, and the Life-Saving Service, who have died during service to the country. And that brick memorial is now at Escanaba Park.
And you're going to have a big unveiling on Monday.
We are. Monday, right after the Memorial Day Parade. We're thinking about 10:30.
Okay.
The parade's going to come down Washington, turn left on Harbor Drive, and make their way down to Escanaba Park, where we'll have seating for everybody. And a program that they normally do at Lynn Sherwood Stadium will commence at Escanaba Park.
And what will the program include then?
It will include everything that the VFW and the Legion does, along with the unveiling of the memorial.
Wonderful. So there'll be music and whatnot. City officials will be down there.
Yeah, the high school band will play music.
Wonderful.
We have some vocalists singing. The mayor's going to talk.
Okay.
It'll be a big to-do.
And local veterans will be down there
Absolutely.
As well. Followed by a moment of silence.
Also, the Golden Blue Star families will be there. The local Golden Blue Star families.
I just recognize. I have a lump in my throat. I just do. I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be a Memorial Day service, and it is a Memorial Day service.
That's what it's all about.
Yes,
and you know, you just it's so easy to take what happens down there for granted because you know you live here, you work here, but what happens with the U.S. Coast Guard? It's just so important. We are Coast Guard City, USA, and you know I think having a U.S. Coast Guard brick memorial means a lot. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, being part of the Coast Guard, it's an honor. It's an honor to be able to serve the Coast Guard after leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not me. It was the entire Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Association in Grand Haven. We have 55 members. We all got together. Retired Chief Tony Fiore was our leader.
Mm-hmm.
He put all the bricks together. We did some research for names and people who passed. Partnered with the Coast Guard Festival. Of course, we can't do anything without the Coast Guard Festival.
No, that's a fact, yep.
And we got this thing done.
That's amazing.
It took 4 years.
And when the Coast Guard Festival comes to town, the Coast Guard will be able to see this.
They will. It's going to draw a lot of Coast Guard members in and a lot of hoopla during the Coast Guard Festival.
I'll be honest with you. I'll never forget riding in on that ship and you could feel, it was palpable, the excitement. I've never felt anything like that in my entire life. And to see the men and women of the Coast Guard standing there, tears in their eyes while people are waving and clapping and welcoming them to Grand Haven, I have never experienced anything like that. And I doubt I ever will. It was unbelievable.
I was shocked when I reported to Grand Haven in 92.
Yeah.
I was the officer in charge of the agent navigation team here.
Okay.
I got here in July,
mm-hmm.
and I was in my first Coast Guard Festival in August.
Okay.
And we were riding in the back of a convertible, waving to people we never met, and they just embraced us.
It's really amazing. It really is. So that's going to be really cool when they come to town for the Coast Guard Festival in July. They'll be able to see the U.S. Coast Guard Brick Memorial in Escanaba Park. You should have great weather on Monday.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you should come in during the Coast Guard Festival. Let's just chat.
Sure.
Yeah,
you have my number.
Yeah, I do have your number, actually. I know how to get a hold of you. Yeah, we can chat about what's going on and you know, and everything in between. But the parade is at 9:30, and then everybody heads over to Escanaba Park for the unveiling of the Coast Guard Brick Memorial. Thank you for your service to this country, Mr. Karpin. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here.